AI is really changing things up in so many different fields. And today we're going to be looking at how it's impacting orthodontics. And Doc Baxman, he's like a leading expert in this whole field.
Yeah, he's great.
So that's really interesting stuff to say about all this in his recent podcast. And honestly, you're going to be blown away by how they're using AI to make patient care better.
It's really amazing to see AI already being used in orthodontic practices, not just like this futuristic thing, you know, but as a tool to actually get better outcomes for patients. And Dr. Baxman does a fantastic job of like highlighting this.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that really hit me was when he was talking about how AI is totally changing the game when it comes to diagnosis.
It makes you realize how important getting an accurate diagnosis is, because that's the foundation for everything else.
Yeah, definitely. And in orthodontics, you know, diagnosis involves a lot of like analyzing complex data, like 3D scans and 2D cephalograms, just to understand the patient's anatomy. And traditionally, it's been a pretty time-consuming process.
And Dr. Baxman even mentioned that it can take clinicians a couple of minutes just to manually identify landmarks on each image, which, you know, can lead to human error.
So AI is coming in to like streamline this process.
Exactly. Dr. Baxman talked about AI-powered programs like YOLO 3, and it uses deep learning to identify landmarks on cephalometric images crazy fast and super accurately.
Well, think of it like this. Like, it's a detective with superpowers that can scan an X-ray and instantly find all the important stuff an orthodontist needs. Sometimes it even does better than people in terms of accuracy.
Wow, that's wild. So AI is not only saving time, but it's also making diagnoses more accurate, which obviously means better planning and results.
Exactly. And Dr. Baxman also talked about how AI can like visualize what the treatment outcome is going to look like. So orthodontists can plan treatment even better for every patient. Almost like they can see the final results before they even start.
That's incredible. And speaking of personalized treatment, Dr.
Baxman talked about how important it is to know the patient's age in orthodontics. I had no idea it was such a big deal.
Oh, it's super important. Dr. Baxman, he really emphasized that how tooth movement changes depending on age, meaning younger patients respond better than older patients. So knowing the patient's skeletal age, not just, you know, how old they are in years, is really important for coming up with the right treatment plan.
So where does AI fit in here?
Well, AI can analyze things like wrist X-rays, which I'm sure you remember from when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And also cervical vertebral maturation assessments. Those look at how the bones in the neck are developing, so they can figure out the patient's skeletal stage really precisely.
So it's like giving the orthodontists a way more accurate idea of the patient's biological development. Yeah, and that helps them decide the perfect time to start treatment.
Exactly. AI can help avoid delays, you know, the kind that could mess up treatment. And it makes sure everything fits with the patient's growth stage, kind of like having a roadmap for each patient.
Yeah, great way to put it. And this takes us to another area where Dr. Baxman talked about AI making a difference, helping make those big treatment decisions, like whether or not to take out premolars. That seems like a pretty big decision.
Oh, it definitely is. Sometimes they need to take out premolars to make room for the teeth to align properly, but orthodontists don't do it lightly.
You know, it requires carefully looking at all that diagnostic data and really understanding the patient's needs. But the cool thing is, they're now using AI to help them make those calls.
It's like having a supercomputer analyzed thousands of similar cases to give them insights that even the best orthodontist might not see right away.
Exactly. Dr. Baxman mentioned these studies that show AI's amazingly accurate at predicting extraction patterns. Like in one study, it had an accuracy rate of over 93%, which is crazy high.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's not about AI replacing the orthodontist's decision making, but giving them the info to make the best decisions, right?
Absolutely. And it doesn't stop with premolars. Dr. Baxman also talked about how they're using AI to figure out if a patient needs jaw surgery, which is orthognathic surgery. And the accuracy rates for that are really impressive, too.
So AI is making sure that patients are getting the right treatment, whether it's just braces or something more complex like jaw surgery.
It's pretty amazing what this technology can do for patients.
It really is. And, you know, Dr. Baxman also mentioned another really interesting use for AI, which is patient monitoring. And this is really important when it comes to clear aligners.
Oh yeah, clear aligners, they've gotten super popular lately.
But I guess if patients aren't coming into the orthodontist office as often, keeping track of their progress might be trickier, huh?
Right, exactly. And that's where AI-based telehealth software steps in. Dr. Baxman explained that this software allows orthodontists to see how their patients are doing remotely, especially the ones using those clear aligners for mild or moderate issues.
So it's like a virtual checkup.
Oh, that's really cool. So the patient doesn't have to physically be in the office, but the orthodontist can still see.
That's it. And studies have actually shown that this kind of AI monitoring actually makes the patient-doctor interaction better, which leads to better treatment results too.
So you're getting the best of both worlds then, the convenience of clear aligners and the peace of mind of knowing the orthodontist is keeping a close eye on things.
Exactly. And it just goes to show how AI is changing not just the technical side of orthodontics, but the whole patient experience as well.
This is so fascinating. I can't believe how much AI is being used in orthodontics these days.
It's pretty incredible. And Dr. Baxman made a really good point that AI isn't meant to replace orthodontists. It's more like a partner helping them get the best possible results for their patients.
I love that.
And I think that's a great place to pause for. Now, we've covered a lot of ground, but there's still so much more to talk about in this amazing field.
Yeah, it's really cool how AI can do so much to make the whole experience better for patients.
And that reminds me, it's important to remember that AI isn't replacing orthodontists, right?
Like the machines aren't taking over.
No, definitely not. Dr. Baxman was very clear about that. AI is just a tool, a really powerful one, but it's meant to work with human experts, not replace them.
And it's like AI is taking care of all that, you know, heavy data analysis and the complicated calculations. So orthodontists can focus on what they're really good at, using their knowledge and experience to make those personalized treatment plans and build those relationships with their patients.
That's a great way to put it. It's like the perfect example of how human expertise and AI can work together to do something incredible. And you know, this partnership between AI and orthodontics, it's only going to get stronger in the future.
That's so exciting to think about. What other kinds of advancements does Dr.
Baxman see coming up in this field?
Well, he mentioned a few things that were pretty cool. Like, he thinks AI could be really important in making orthodontic appliances even more sophisticated and personalized. Imagine braces that can actually adjust themselves based on like real-time data from the patients.
Whoa, that sounds like out of a sci-fi movie.
You know, right? But it might not be as crazy as it sounds. I mean, they're already using AI to make those custom fit aligners. So it's not that big of a jump to imagine braces that can adapt to how each tooth is moving.
That would totally change everything.
For both patients and orthodontists.
Totally. And it's not just about the appliances themselves. AI could also change the way orthodontists monitor treatment progress. We were just talking about telehealth software, but imagine if they had systems that could actually predict problems before they even happen.
So instead of waiting for something to go wrong, they could fix it before it even becomes an issue.
Exactly. That would make treatment way more efficient and effective, and it would give patients peace of mind knowing that their treatment is always being monitored and adjusted if they need it.
So it sounds like everything's moving towards this future where orthodontic treatment is going to be even more precise, personalized, and predictable.
And possibly even faster. Dr. Baxman talked about how AI might even be able to shorten treatment times by figuring out how to optimize tooth movement and what the best strategies are for each patient.
So instead of years and braces, we might be talking about months.
Yeah, maybe. And that would be amazing for everyone.
I'm so curious to see what happens in this field. The possibilities seem endless when it comes to AI and orthodontics.
I agree, totally. And it's not just about getting straight teeth. It's about improving people's overall oral health and, you know, their lives.
That's a great point. Dr. Baxman really gave us a lot to think about when it comes to how AI is shaping the future of orthodontics.
And I'm really excited to see what happens next.
Me too. It's amazing what people can do with technology, you know, using it to make people healthier and happier.
Definitely. And speaking of improving health and well-being, Dr. Baxman also talked about how AI is helping to connect different specialties like orthodontics and orthognathic surgery, which is jaw surgery.
Oh, that's right. He was saying that because AI can give more accurate diagnoses and treatment plans, it's making it easier for those teams to communicate and work together.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's all about having a more integrated approach to patient care so everyone gets the best possible outcome.
Exactly. And as AI keeps getting better, I think we'll see even more collaboration between different medical and dental specialties. It's all about using these tools to create a healthcare system that really puts the patient first.
I love that idea. It's really inspiring to think about all the possibilities. And it sounds like Dr.
Baxman is just as excited about the future of AI in orthodontics as we are.
Oh, absolutely. And he left us with this really interesting question to think about. He asked, as AI becomes more advanced and we use it more in orthodontics, what ethical issues do we need to keep in mind?
That's a really important question.
Yeah, it reminds us that even when we have amazing technology, we need to use it responsibly and ethically, always putting the patient first.
I couldn't agree more. Even as we get all these amazing advancements with AI, we can't forget about compassion, empathy, and making sure our patients are at the center of everything we do.
That's so well said. Yeah, and I think that's a perfect place to move on to our final thoughts about all of this. We've already talked about so much, and I'm really interested to hear what you've taken away from all of this.
Yeah, it's amazing how we can use such powerful technology to make something as simple as a smile even better.
For sure, yeah. You know, Dr. Baxman brought up a really interesting point about how AI is bridging that gap between specialties like orthodontics and orthognathic surgery, the jaw surgery.
Oh yeah, he talked about that. He was saying how AI helps orthodontists and surgeons communicate better and work together more effectively because it can give them more accurate diagnoses and treatment plans.
Right. It just makes sense, you know, because it's all about creating a more well-rounded approach to patient care and making sure everyone gets the best possible result in the end.
Exactly. And as AI keeps getting better, I think we'll see even more collaboration between different medical and dental fields.
It's really all about using these awesome tools to build a healthcare system that's really focused on the patient.
Yeah, I love that vision. And it seems like Dr. Baxman is just as excited about the future of AI in orthodontics as we are, right?
Definitely. And he actually left us with a really thought-provoking question, you know?
Like, as AI becomes more advanced and we start using it more and more in orthodontics, what kind of ethical considerations do we need to be thinking about?
Such a good point. It's a good reminder that even though we have all this amazing technology, we have to use it responsibly and ethically, you know, always putting the patient's best interests first.
For sure. As we embrace all these new advancements with AI, we can't forget about compassion, empathy, and making sure our patients feel cared for and understood.
That's so well said, and I think that's a perfect note to wrap up our deep dive into AI and orthodontics. It's been such an eye-opening journey, and I really hope everyone listening will keep learning about this field because it's changing so fast.
The future of orthodontics is bright, and AI is playing a huge role in shaping it.
I totally agree. It's been such a great conversation, and the possibilities really are limitless. I can't wait to see what incredible breakthroughs are coming next.